Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 116, verses 10 and 11, believing and speaking. Now, I'm afraid that you're not going to get a tremendous amount of help from what I say. The Authorized Version, if you're using that, is not the best of translations here. But when you've got the translation or the manuscript clear, it's still not altogether easy to know what's being said here. There's a variety of views, a spectrum of views. My version says, I believed, therefore I said. Well, that's one version. But it offers a footnote. I believed even when I said. Despite my saying this and that and the other, I still believed. On the other hand, the version straight stands like this. I said this because I believed. Which is it? I believed, therefore I said, I am greatly afflicted. That doesn't seem to mean a great deal to me. I think it's more likely, far more likely, I believed even though I said, I am greatly afflicted. And in my dismay I said, all men are liars. Again, that's not easy to fit in with verse 10. However you view it, there's a variety of views. I put my trust in God. Could it be that the psalmist, and some say this, is telling us of a former experience in his life before he came to this trust in God, that it was not always so? And in those days I was afflicted and I said, all men are liars, but now I've come to put my trust in God. That's one view. Or is it, despite the difficulties, with all the difficulties, in all the problems and all the distresses around me, in all the things that could challenge my faith, still I put my trust in God. And then, of course, we have Paul's quote of this, citation of this. Well, it's a quote. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Taking the straight version, you see. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Of course, he's not going on to quote the rest of the text. He's using that text to say that because he believes, he speaks. Is that what the psalmist was saying? Well, I've offered you three views there at least. And I'm afraid you will have to, I'm glad to say that you will have to decide for yourself. You should always decide for yourself. The Bereans search the scriptures to see what is so. For my part, I think I come down on the view that whatever my afflictions, however the difficulties about me, however depressing may be the sight around me, all men are liars, I am greatly afflicted. The spirit of the earlier part of the psalm, the first 1 to 9, I trusted, I believe, therefore it is I still go on believing, despite all that's around. May God bless us in this. Brother and sister, whatever our view of this scripture, the truth is we are going to come to affliction. We are going to come to testing of faith. Paul didn't write to the Ephesians about the armor and the battle. He didn't write about the weapons of our warfare and so on to the Corinthians for nothing. We are engaged in a battle. We are in a time, an age of declension and apostasy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is very clear. This age will be marked by many grievous signs. Satan is still active. But let us go on believing. Let us go on trusting. Let us speak out in that confident faith of Christ, even when things around, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. May it be so. For Christ's sake. Amen.